Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is sex, part six.
Part six.
Part sex.
Sex, sex part sex.
Me and Bree are currently fighting.
Yeah, we are, because my sister has the cutest baby that anyone's ever fucking seen in their life.
And I said, Brooke's baby is literally so cute. I said, at least 10th. Percentile of cute babies, and I was like, but you still have some baby delusion, like people around babies and people that have their own babies think that their baby is so cute. And this time I'll actually agree. Sometimes I've seen people say my baby is really cute and I'm like, your baby is a sewer rat. But Blake is very cute. But cutest baby ever, like, you're just psychotic.
And I said to Sean, name a fucking cuter baby.
How about we sign Blake up for like one of those like prize dog
baby
contests?
Competitions. Yeah. Are there baby competitions? She'd win every time.
I'm sure there is a baby competition.
She's the cutest baby in the fucking world that's ever been. See, no, I'm serious. No, but the thing is, I'm not just saying this as a joke. Like, I mean it. Like,
no, she is the cutest baby. I'm not saying you're psychotic as a joke. I mean it. Go seek professional help.
Sean's trying to tell me that she's top 5%. You upped it to 95%
that
of babies.
That photo you showed me was very cute.
Are uglier than Blake.
Everybody out there with a baby right now is like,
95% of your babies are uglier than my sister's baby. I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
But that's not enough for me, because she is the single cutest baby that's ever existed.
Yeah, you lose me there.
Name a fucking
I'm not
baby.
Around babies, Bree.
Well, then how do you know? You're just saying that to be cruel then. Because you haven't seen a cuter one. So why do you think there's a cuter one out there? What? Specify, what do you think is not cute about Blake? And I'm going to tell my sister.
It's not. It literally doesn't have anything to do with Blake. It more has to do with your psychosis around this.
No, honestly, you're a Blake hater. I'm gonna tell Blake what you've been saying about her.
She's literally like a potato with legs right now. She doesn't understand what you're saying to her.
You just called her a potato.
I love
with
potatoes.
Legs.
Potatoes are delicious and cute.
I cannot wait to tell my mother about this. That you've been saying this about her grandchild. A potato with legs, Sean.
You guys also thought that she was gonna like find the fucking fifth dimension when she was.
She's also the smartest baby that's ever existed. She's the smartest. She's also the most athletic.
If she came from a family that you came from, she's not the smartest baby.
And she's the funniest.
Also that.
She's all the things.
Genetically, if it's tied to you, she has none of those.
Miracles happen.
She has none of the sort.
Okay, anyways, never talk to me again after this episode, but I guess we'll do it since we're already here. Wherever you're listening, make sure to follow or subscribe. Seriously, it really helps us out. We can see that a lot of you fuckers listen and you don't follow or subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, because we can see the ratio and we're fucking pissed about it.
And how is your mic so hairy?
I don't know. I've also got like lip chap on, so it's just,
I know,
like,
have you just
everywhere.
Been gluck glucking it, like, what is
gluck
this
gluck 3000 in my mic.
We have some new followers, which means, you know, there should be more 5-star reviews.
Yeah, what the fuck? Where are the reviews? Seriously.
Sorry, guys, I got Bree fired up about this baby and now she's taking it out on you.
The reviews have plateaued, I will say.
Plateaued.
Is that how are you supposed to say it? Plateaued. Plateaued.
No.
Plateaued.
Plateau.
Plateau. The reviews have plateaued and we're fucking pissed about it, because every week I get an email that says the new reviews that come in. I was quite enjoying reading those reviews every week.
And now zero reading.
Zero.
Yeah.
No reading to be done. And I'm pissed about it. Sean can't read, so it doesn't matter for him. But
it's just like a picture book to me. I see that something's long and I go, yeah. I see the 5 stars, though.
Yes.
I can read those.
He can. He knows symbols. So make sure.
He's learned the symbols. He has learned the symbols.
So make sure that you follow, subscribe, turn the post notifications on. Follow us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast, on TikTok at I Can Explain Podcast, where we recently have found serious fame. We're almost at 10,000 followers.
Million followers. 10 million followers.
We're shutting it down quick soon.
Shutting it down before
get him while you can. And also rate us wherever you're listening. 5 stars. Seriously, you're listening right now and you're thinking to yourself, okay, yeah, maybe I'll do that later. Or she's not talking directly to me. I'm talking to you.
Your family is not in danger anymore. I will find you. Bree's going to come to your house and tell you that any baby that is in your life is uglier than
Blake. Uglier than Blake.
Your door gets kicked in. She goes, it's uglier.
And seriously, you think I'm not talking to you. I'm fucking talking to you.
Yeah, you.
Follow and rate us 5 stars and leave us a nice little message. And that's not asking too much.
Bree's gonna be so mad that she's going to hack your family's database, find photos of you as a baby, post them on her page tagging you and say you were uglier than Blake.
Well, of course, because Blake's the cutest. Exactly. So like everyone's uglier.
Yeah, but you will be doing that.
I will be doing that, definitely. Also, we have new merch out as of last week's episode, so go check that out. It's linked in our bio everywhere. It's very cute. I'm very excited about it.
It is very cute.
I'm obsessed. I was gonna say
we worked hard on it, but
we did. We worked hard.
Conceptually.
And then we got an artist to do it. Yeah. Do you expect us to fucking draw too?
I don't know.
How many things do we need to be good at?
Well, we're so multi-talented. I would assume people would think that also we might also be
artists.
Yeah.
Conceptually.
Conceptually.
Yeah.
We're conceptual artists.
Let me tell you something about saying, once you see the design, go look at the design, you're going to be like, wow, you had to send the notes of this design to an artist.
We did.
That takes bravery.
It was definitely my bravest moment.
Absolutely.
And my most pitiful.
I'm absolutely mortified about it. But anyways, please buy it and wear it around town.
Yeah. And be mortified with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Today we're talking about sex.
Yes.
Oh, housekeeping. I have a housekeeping.
You stupid. See, no smart baby came from this. I have a housekeeping first.
Okay, go ahead.
My housekeeping is I'm currently off the apps.
Oh.
I'm taking a break. I'm taking a hiatus.
Yeah.
Nobody likes me.
It was more of a forced break. I'm off the dating apps because no one wants to date me.
No one wants to date me.
You got to the end. Did you get to the end?
I did get to the end.
Oh, yeah. That's such a sad moment.
It was. And then you see yourself in the reflection of the glass.
No, no other possible matches in your area.
It
turns off.
It turns self camera on.
It's just you. You're the only one left.
Puts a clown filter on you. Anyways, I'm taking a break from the apps.
Okay.
Nobody wants to date me. Yeah. That part's true. Yeah. That's not true.
No one who you want to date wants to date you.
That's the one.
Okay.
But in my final days on the apps, I was running into a lot of tomfoolery, a lot of clownery.
Okay.
A lot of debauchery.
Mm.
People are liars.
They are.
And I was hilariously shocked at how often people lie. And the thing people lie about most is their careers.
What do you mean? How do they lie
about
that? You're
going to relate to this directly because we have somebody that we know that has done this to both of us. People lie in their careers and on the apps, and I don't necessarily think it's the worst thing to do this, but people confuse hobbies and interests for careers.
Mm. Yeah.
And I run into this so often because I do design, and a lot of people see like two shows on HGTV and are like, I do design,
I'm an interior designer.
The amount of people, and I wasn't even trying to be shady.
Yeah.
I came across probably like 20 over my time, but two in one day. And one of their bios was, I design interiors. And I said, another one of my people.
Yeah.
I said, this is amazing. We could be like a hot little gay interior designer team.
Wow.
This would be so perfect. Okay. We could start a little firm, call it We're Also Fucking.
Oh,
I feel like
rolls right off the tongue.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so without even trying to be shady, I was like, oh my God, that's awesome. Like, what firm do you work for? And they go, oh, I don't. And I was like, oh, well, like, do you have your own? Oh, no, I don't. Oh, this? No, I don't. They worked at a furniture store, which like is a good job. And I'm not shading that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this is
you
not.
You sell furniture.
And
you're a furniture salesperson.
Still a great
job.
But you're not doing the thing that you're talking about. And I see all the time with people talking about real estate.
Mm.
People being like, I'm into real estate. And I'm like, oh, so you like work for like, you're a real estate agent.
Yeah. They're like,
and they go, oh no, I'm just really interested in it.
Ah.
You know, and they'll put in their bio like five things. It'll be like hiking, art, cars,
real estate,
interior design. And I'm like, so you own a car? They're like, I'm gay, I don't drive. And then I'll be like, so, oh, but you're a designer. And they go, no, I just went to IKEA once. And then I go, oh, but you are a real estate agent.
Oh, I rent an apartment.
No, I actually just looked at the newspaper. Yeah. The real estate section was pretty fire this week.
Yeah. And they have been on a hike once before.
They're thinking of having a hike. They've thought of it.
Sussed it out, yeah.
It happens all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. And I would say real estate and design are two of the top ones for it.
I think it's the Subway sandwich artist effect. Like, I feel like...
Tell me about that.
I feel
like... You make it seem like I'm supposed to know that.
You know, the Subway sandwich artist effect.
I couldn't have put it better.
You know, it's like...
Asking for olives and they're not giving you any.
We're out here telling people making sandwiches that they're artists. So... what do you fucking expect from people when we've been gaslighting them their whole life that like you can make a sandwich and you can be an artist?
Right.
I bet you if you started inquiring that there's a direct correlation from people that have worked at Subway and people who are now saying that they're interior designers.
This is a new plot of yours.
Because you can't be told for a certain amount of years in your youth that you're an artist if you can make a sandwich and then just one day snap out of the delusion.
Yeah.
It continues on through life.
I'm so sorry to anybody that works at Subway. I think you're an artist.
Do you?
No.
I think that they're a great sandwich maker.
Yeah, true.
They're not an artist.
No.
What is artful about my sandwich? Sometimes it's so poorly done, I have to rearrange the insides after I receive it.
The more that I think about it, I'm like, I actually, maybe putting a hobby isn't that problematic. It's just weird when it's okay.
It's that people want you to assume that it's their career.
You know what it is? I think putting hobbies in your profile makes total sense. I put my hobbies.
Yeah.
Like going to the gym, playing video games. That's about it.
Yeah.
But it's one of those weird things that when a hobby is a crossover with someone's career, it's tricky because I wouldn't put like medicine.
Like I watch Grey's Anatomy. So
if I was really passionate about like Advil, I wouldn't put like doctor or like, you know, that's when it gets tricky, I would say.
I also think I don't trust people that their hobbies are jobs. Why do you want to do a job? But like, and if you're not getting paid, why do you want to do it? I don't trust you.
You can like things,
I don't
Brie.
Think so.
Everybody with a hobby, stop
actually,
it right now, please.
I actually inherently disagree with that statement.
Okay. But I think it's odd.
Okay.
And I see it a lot. And I just think
imagine you had one too many Subway sandwich artists and you said,
exactly.
I'm closing the apps.
I saw too many artists and I said, what kind of medium? And they said, bread and veg.
I said, I'm done.
Sometimes I'm meat. Done here. Yellow and white cheese. Toasted or not toasted.
You know what the thing is too? I've never been to Subway and got a consultation. Like if I'm hiring an artist.
Well, art's supposed to speak to you, Brie.
But I'm telling them what art to do. Are they truly an artist? Like I've never gotten a recommendation.
Well, maybe you're not understanding what art is. And a lot of the time art isn't made for someone specific. Mm. And maybe they're making that sandwich for a wider audience.
Right.
And you're just not, your little brain isn't understanding the art behind it. Maybe the complex idea of the sandwich is just sliding
right by.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No. Every time, you know how I know that they're not an artist? Because I always want a lot of pickles and a lot of olives.
And they do like three. You're like, exactly. That's not a lot.
And they're the most dramatic looking. So if they're into art, they would get that.
Razzle dazzle it up a bit.
Exactly.
Throw some more fucking olives on that bitch.
Exactly.
My thing is when I say a little bit of mustard and then they fucking slosh that mustard on.
They get like two of the things together.
They're double fisting the mustard.
They put your sandwich at the end and they jump on it.
They're double penetrating my sandwich with mustard. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ.
They're filling the bread like a jelly donut.
A true artist would never. Okay, I have some housekeeping.
Okay.
This is...
The story of a girl.
Exactly. This is... okay. I went to a space the other day that was very queer-centric.
Okay.
And by queer-centric, I mean that I was the most non-queer adjacent person in this space, I would guess. I think I was the most mainstream bitch there. Okay? Just to paint the picture. Okay? I am to them what straight people are to me.
Awful.
Yeah, exactly. And I went to this space and I'm trying to make conversation, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm looking around, and there are a lot of coveralls.
Okay.
A lot.
Coveralls, yeah.
A lot of people like wearing Dickies. Coveralls. Like, I guess, maybe, but like I'm
going to
assume in this space that most of them are probably secondhand or like a vintage buy, okay. I would assume. Various colors, but very similar coverall getup. Right. Okay. So I'm in this space, a lot of coveralls going around. And I said to someone, oh, did all the staff tonight decide that they were going to wear coveralls? Because so many people were wearing coveralls that I thought this must have been a plan.
A group text.
This must have been a group text tonight.
We're going to cover all.
We're going to buckle
You're
up.
You're all? We better be fucking covered.
Exactly. So I said that out loud to someone. I said, oh, that's so cute. Because a lot of people that were in this space were also working in this space or were staff members of the space. I said, everyone decided to wear their coveralls tonight. It was a planned thing. It wasn't. And they said, what are you talking about? I said, everyone here is wearing fucking coveralls. Like, this has to have been a plan.
Yeah.
And they said, no, not that many people are wearing coveralls. They disagreed with me. I said, look around. Fucking half the people in here
count the coveralls.
Are covering it all.
Cover count.
And I was like, no, this is like someone's playing a fucking prank on me. And it made me think that all these people were trying to be unique queers and all wearing the same fucking thing.
Well, yeah, that's also, I feel like we run into that a lot, that a lot of straight people probably think what queer people wear are is like very different.
Coveralls is like the Aritzia blouse of queer.
It's like the
nightlife.
It's like the Aritzia puff.
Exactly. The super puff. Yeah. Exactly. For straight girls, they have the super puff. For queers, they have the coveralls and everyone docks. Thinks they're doing something different. And lesbians have docks.
Yeah. But that's the thing. All these straight people and just people in general, I feel like think what queer people wear is like quite out there.
Yeah.
And then you go to a queer space and everyone's wearing the same fucking thing.
But I feel like for gay men, it's the little scarf around the neck.
An ascot?
Yeah.
Where in the fucking Fred from Scooby-Doo have you been going?
You know why? Because I feel like everyone wearing one of those thinks that they're doing something different.
Oh, I haven't.
It's the air that they move with.
Have I missed the ascot era?
I think you've worn an ascot.
I haven't worn an ascot.
I've seen a picture on your Instagram of you wearing an ascot.
The only time I've ever worn an ascot is when I was in hoedown throwdown energy.
At the pig pen?
At the pig pen when I was wrangling pigs. Yeah.
Do you think you'd be a pig or a pig wrangler?
Depends who's asking. Depends how dirty I am.
Fair. No, I just thought it was funny because I'm like, then you go to one of these fucking like lesbian events, everyone's in a fucking vest.
Really?
Everyone's in a vest these days. The vests are popping off. The gays, used to be the button up, now it's the vest.
The gays had the striped Zara shirt.
Yes.
With the usually a white tank underneath, some sort of denim short,
yeah,
a white sock and a white shoe.
That is prevailing.
That had and does still have everybody in a chokehold.
Yeah.
Now it is switching, and I never had the striped Zara shirt.
You didn't?
I didn't.
Oh my God.
However, now have been partaking in this new trend, which is the square neck tank top.
Oh.
That is really sweeping the gay nation.
It is.
It is.
A square neck.
Square neck. Like the one that I wore on my birthday last year.
Okay.
That is absolutely taking the nation by storm.
Right.
And it has been for the past year or so.
And do you think when people are wearing the square neck, they feel unique?
I think they did. They shouldn't anymore. They shouldn't. I wouldn't. I still like it. It's very flattering.
No, I'm not. There's nothing against. There's nothing against being one of 30 people wearing coveralls. Exactly. I'm nothing against.
We can all slay in unison.
And in one item of fully covered clothing.
And I do kind of also love like the vibe of us all matching. You know how much I love a matching vibe. Some people think it's embarrassing. I'm like,
I don't.
Now we're slaying as a squad.
Slay squad.
Now we're the slay squad.
But that's the thing. I think that's the issue for me. I would have liked to know that they knew that they were the slay squad, right. Squad, you know?
Right.
I like the self-awareness of a slay squad.
Yeah.
I thought that they thought they were slaying as a squad, but come to find out, I don't think that they were aware that they were part of a squad.
Right.
I think they all thought that they were only
individual
slaying. Yeah. You know, it's just something to think about. Okay, let's get into it.
Let's get fucking into it.
Let's get fucking
let's
dirty.
Get fucked. Brie literally said, let's talk about being prudes. Let's call it sex part six. And I was like, okay. I was like,
okay,
I have
way to
no
out
problem
me.
Talking about not having sex.
Fuck off. Go
because
on.
No one wants to date me. Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch, and honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
People want to date you.
That's not true.
Statistically, it's not true.
Show me my boyfriend. Where's
he? Yeah. Hello. Anyone?
Are you under there?
Okay. We've talked about sex a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I was on We're Having Gay Sex, and I mentioned how I did a kink test, mm-hmm. which for anyone out there who doesn't know what that is, there's various tests online and you answer a bunch of questions. And this, I should also say, this is where family members should probably stop listening. Thank you very much. And in said kink test, you answer these questions, and I never thought of myself as a very vanilla person.
Yeah.
I think because also who I surround myself with a lot of times I consider to be more vanilla than me. So I
would you get pissed on?
Feel like sure. Why not?
You didn't seem that down.
I would. Why not? What's wrong with that?
That was pretty vanilla answer.
There's a difference between wanting it. Like I'm not gonna request, but like if someone wanted to pee on me and it was like that was gonna be fun for them.
Well, your answer is
seems vanilla. Okay, whatever.
A little slow on the draw. You should have been like,
I should have been like really excited. Yeah. Oh, you like it like a enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Beer.
Pissy.
Okay. Piss receiver, if you will. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Anyways, so I did this fucking test, and at the end of it, it was like,
didn't I tell you were like Ned Flanders or something?
It told me I was Michael Scott. And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. Okay.
Not
and meanwhile,
Ned Flanders.
As I'm clicking through this test, I was like, oh, I'm going a little wild here. Like, and at the end, it was like, you're Michael Scott. Like, in comparison to everything else.
Right.
I was like, okay, whatever. I took another kink test after that. I found out that that one was kind of bullshit. I took another test after that.
See, did it tell you were kinkier?
No, it told me it wasn't one that it was like scale zero to kinky. It told you where your kinks were and how extreme those kinks were.
Because I was picturing you doing the second one, but like really hyping yourself,
like just
up.
Like going
you're like,
for
you're
it.
Fucking nasty. I'm like, slut before
pee on me. I don't even think peeing's that kinky.
Not at all.
Right?
No, yeah, that's okay. What I'm saying. You seemed
for Michael Scott, it is.
For Ned Flanders, it isn't. Like a piss break.
So, anyways, it kind of was like a self-awareness moment because I think because of the circle that I'm in and because of like, usually I consider myself to be one of the more sexual people when I talk about sex in, you know, social settings. My scale was skewed, if you will.
Yes.
And recently I guested on a podcast with two other folks that I would say are on the very opposite side of that scale.
Kink masters.
Kink extremists, if you will. And they were super wonderful and friendly and like so nice. And we like talked about some stuff on the podcast. And then after, they added me on Twitter. And usually, you know, after you do a podcast with someone, you feel like you know them. It's kind of intimate. You're like, okay, you do the follow each other on Twitter, on Instagram, whatever. And so I added them back. And let me tell you, I have seen more in the last week of following these people on Twitter than I've seen in a lifetime. I didn't know some of these things were fucking possible.
Right.
And I think also because now that I'm following them and I interacted with their posts talking about the podcast, I'm getting shown people that also like follow them in their community. And I've tapped into a niche space on Twitter that like, I'm like, this exists. Like, what is going on?
You need to tell us about some of these
things. Okay, so like a recent one is they...
Also, this I feel like ties directly into one of the reviews that we had this week about somebody saying that they were like talking about how they gave us a 5-star review, but they were questioning if they should have because of me.
Because of you.
They found and watched Sand Gay and Dumpling Gay.
Oh, no.
And I was like... If you heard me talking about it, you should have known that you shouldn't have looked it up.
Let me tell you, Sand Gay and Dumpling Gay have
what you've seen.
Nothing on the things that I've seen. Yeah, you can't unsee the things that I've seen. They are. Seriously, they're as vanilla as they come. Buckle up. They're right there with Michael Scott because this shit is wild. Okay, so recently they had a controversy, okay? Because they posted something on... I'm not naming them just because I don't want to add to their controversy or whatever. And okay, like they're wonderful people. I'm not naming them because I'm saying anything shady. I like think they're hilarious and wonderful. And I love their sexcapades. Like, good for them. But they had a recent controversy where they... were reacting to various kinks in a YouTube video. And one of the kinks that they said, I don't know what word they used. I don't think they used the word weird, but they were saying that they weren't into it.
Okay.
Was like diaper play.
Oh.
Where people like, you know, shit themselves in diapers and like whatever.
Typical diaper play. Yeah.
Typical, you know, just a regular Tuesday for you. You don't really like sex, but shitting yourself, you love.
I shit myself. I don't get anything sexually out of it. It's just I can't stop it physically.
Just part of who you are.
Yeah.
Okay. So they said that, and then I guess the diaper community,
the diaper play community,
was really upset because they felt unsupported.
Yeah.
It's an absolute shitstorm on Twitter afterwards. And let me tell you, because I saw this, then I saw the hundreds of thousands of accounts of these adults in diapers. And the names that they choose.
Dipey Dan.
Yeah, it's like, it's very, and you know what? They can't say it because their community is very like accepting, but I'm gonna say it. It's fucking weird, bro. Like, it's fucking weird. I'm sorry. I you know what? I think both things can be true. I can allow you as an adult to do what you want and say, I'm supporting you in making that decision. And I can think it's fucking weird.
Well, you've expressed this exact feeling around furries. This is your feeling.
I love the furry community. The furries are wonderful. But I also think that like humping someone in a mascot outfit is not my jam.
Yeah.
And I think we need to like settle down a little bit with the kink shaming because people immediately go to like kink shaming. People immediately are like, oh, because you think it's weird, it's kink shaming. Isn't a lot of kink also like thinking what you're doing is kind of weird and that's what
isn't
makes
that the
it
whole
exciting?
Point of a kink?
Yeah. It's like, it's kind of like, oh, am I
isn't
liking
the whole
this?
Thing
like,
of kink that it's outside of like the realm of normalcy.
Yeah. And there's something so triggering to these people that when someone says it's weird, I think it's fucking weird. I think
you're
that
like,
being
it's
a
weird.
Grown
I
adult,
am horny, but it's weird.
Both can be true.
Totally.
Both
also,
can be true.
I can think it's weird and you can do your own thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's weird, but I don't give a single fuck if you're doing it.
Exactly. I think that is exactly
I'm not going to get involved. I'm not going to get involved to tell you no. I'm not getting involved to tell you yes. I'm
just
not getting
like,
involved,
okay.
But I will think it's weird.
I will think it's a little weird.
Then some of them I'm like,
like maybe I will get involved.
Maybe I will get involved to tell you yes.
So yeah, so that was one of the things. I was absolutely blown away by the diaper community. It's not weird for you. That's okay. You like what you like, and I'm going to support you in that.
Thank you.
I'm going to support you in that.
Thank you. Good.
If there's any diapies out there that want to dipe up Sean, he might be interested. Slide in. And you know what? And that's fine. And that I'm here to support you, Sean.
Thank you. I get that.
Oh, you know what?
I'm supported.
I want to empower you. I hear Huggies are the most supportive.
Perfect. They have that.
The best fit.
Yeah.
They've got like the leak proof, like extra barrier on the sides. Perfect. The wings, if you will.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyways, my point is I've seen some shit.
Okay.
The other things that I've seen, have I ever? The other things that I've seen, and I, you know what? I am the kind of person, I can't stop clicking.
Right.
Once I'm so curious. Once I see something, I have to dive in, right?
Yeah.
To dive in deeper. And I am seeing a lot of things, a lot of things.
I saw the clip, but I didn't finish watching it.
Oh, figging.
Yeah, what is that? Tell me about a ginger root.
They said that they take the ginger root.
Spicy.
And they peel it. They peel the ginger root so that the skin's on it. So it's just the inside of the ginger, the spiciest part.
Okay.
And they put it up someone's ass. They put it up their ass.
What does that do? Does your butt react to that? Like, is it painful?
I don't know.
Or is it just like...
And this is what I'm trying to say here.
That one has me interested, I will say.
Once I get to the point that I'm going to the grocery store to get painful things, spicy objects, chilies, ginger per se, to stick up my ass, I might say to myself, maybe we should settle down a little bit.
Right.
Maybe we should bring it back to
that one. I want to know
some
up
my ass.
It hurts though.
I guarantee it does. Do you want to try? Do you have some ginger?
I don't.
I can almost guarantee.
Does powdered ginger work?
Do you have a funnel?
Do you have a ginger ale?
I can't see how that would add to an experience.
Right. Most of my things, like, I honestly don't care if anybody does. It does not offend me at all. I don't think there's anything that really offends me.
Yeah.
But I'm always like, who was the first person to stick the peeled ginger up someone's
their
ass?
Yeah. A nurse actually had a good comment on that post and said, I hope the ginger root has a good base to it for
true.
The ER nurses.
You need one of those ginger roots that like has an angle
a
to
hook
it,
because or
I've
something.
Heard horror stories of things without bases.
Well, they go right up there. They're right lost forever. There. It's like a fucking black hole.
And then they have to get them surgically removed. And do you know when they surgically remove them? Sometimes I was actually just watching a video about this. Sometimes, say you get a dildo or something without a thick base lodged inside your asshole.
Okay.
They will try to pull it out.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the time, they apparently try to pull it out through your asshole. Then they...
Then they put you under. They go...
Yeah, yeah, they start from the... They say, we'll meet down. In the middle.
Okay.
Then they put you out, and then I guess they try to get it out even more aggressively. They say you're gonna want to be asleep for this one.
You sniff the poppers, and then they give it another go.
And then apparently if they have to go through like surgically, but like through the sidewall.
Yeah.
Which like imagine getting a dildo removed through like your abdomen.
It's a dark day. It's a dark day for everyone involved.
Oh, that's where they pulled the dildo out.
Ginger root. You know, we've all been there. See, this is the thing. Yeah. I think, you know, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. But I just wonder sometimes, this is just an honest thought, is regular sex, does it become like so mundane that it's just like so boring at that point?
Right.
Because I'm seeing some crazy fucking shit.
You're edging us with...
And I don't even know if I can say some of the stuff out loud that I've witnessed. Like, what? Also, the gays need to stop. They need to reel it in, because gay men out there are going fucking crazy on Grindr. The screenshots I've been seeing lately of friends and the messages they've been receiving on Grindr. Just this week, about three different friends on their close stories on Instagram have screenshotted Grindr messages.
Yeah.
That I think these people should be jailed. It's a ban homophobia. Or excuse me, ban homosexuals.
I was like, wow.
Let me correct myself.
Progressive.
I think that I don't know. I think I might be.
The only good one I saw was the one of somebody offering to cook dinner. I said that
was kind of nice. That was such a nice kind thing. Man.
And then he was like, and then what if I use
stick
the
that dinner
root?
Up your ass?
How do you feel about a candied salmon in your ass?
It's honestly some of the most wild shit ever. And you're not a grinder guy.
No.
And see, this
because I'm a prude.
Because you're a prude.
Yeah.
See, I think I'm the same way. And I never really knew this about myself.
Yeah.
I always thought I was quite out there and like quite open-minded. And recently I've been clutching my pearls. I'm reading some of these messages. I can't believe some of the shit that people are saying on the first message.
You know what's mine? And I actually am thankful. For a while, I was like sad that I wasn't
a grinder guy.
That I'm just not a super sexually motivated person.
Okay.
I like sex.
Yeah.
But I would not go through like... even a short drive for sex. like that's, you know, like that's why I'm not a grinder.
You're not stopping at the supermarket to pick up ginger root.
No, that's why I'm not a grinder though. Because like if somebody was like 20 minutes away and they were like, come have sex with me. And I was already in bed. Like I'm not going to do that.
You're not doing it.
So I feel like for a while I was like kind of sad because I feel like that is amped up as being a huge part of the gay experience.
Yeah.
But then I talked to any of my other friends and I see what is going on the grinds. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm glad that I'm not very sexually motivated.
As a lesbian, I'm overwhelmed by it because I cannot imagine being on a dating app. Like it's such a contrast, right?
Yeah.
Like I have my like queer women friends that identify as lesbian or bisexual or whatever. When they're on the apps, it's like the first, their biggest like issue is who's going to send the first message. Maybe the first message they want it to be like interesting enough to start a conversation, but they don't want to go too far. So they're like, is a hey, what's up good enough? Should I be like, oh, hey, I saw you liked craft breweries in your bio. Then I'm talking to my fucking gay male friends. They're fucking... People are going crazy.
They're
fucking people. Like, literally, they are, like, sending their dick 4D through the Grindr app and face-fucking them on message one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Whatever happened to a little bit of class? A little bit of romance?
It's gone.
No, and honestly, it's to the point that I think if someone just sent a regular message... And again, right, people are going to come at me for saying regular. I don't care. People send a regular message on one of those apps. I think people will be confused. They'd be
for
like,
sure.
Why aren't you telling me what you want to do with the ginger root on
this
message
ginger
one?
Ginger root is really just...
It's my most recent
it's
example.
It's been a cultural shift.
The other thing that I was witnessing is a lot of stretching of orifices.
Mm.
A lot of stretching going on. Both the penis hole...
That
the
one
butthole.
The butthole is less shocking to me than the penis hole. Sounding is one of the one things that like really just like scratches the wrong part of my brain.
Yeah.
It makes me like nauseous. And I'm once again not shaming you. I think it's weird, but if you want to do it,
go for it.
But it makes me, it's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
To me. Like the thought of somebody putting something up my urethra.
Like a chopstick up your
No, yeah, some, but usually they're like metal implements.
Yeah.
And like, there's like a lot of like vibration involved.
Yeah.
That scares me.
As someone with a vagina who doesn't even like penetration in my vagina.
What about your urethra though? Maybe you're missing a whole market right now.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? You know that the nurses know who does sounding when they go to put a catheter in. They're like, oh, this
and
bitch
they
is already
keep
stretched.
Feeding it.
They don't even got to push. They lasso it up there.
That's the thing. I'm like, is there a lot of like bounce back? Like assholes have like quite a bit of bounce back.
Vages do too.
Oh, vages. Yeah. You can
vages are
push
like
a baby out of those fuckers.
Bing bong. Yeah. Yeah.
Bing bong, baby. But I don't know urethras.
I don't know.
Because they're not, they don't necessarily need the ability to bounce back.
I mean, some traditionalists would say that they didn't think assholes did either, but you know, here
Those
we are, 2023.
Need to get fisted.
Can you change my battery real time?
Get the tradition fisted right out of them.
Change my battery.
Oh. We're back. So recently, I have a sexcapade that I can talk about.
Okay.
Okay, so recently...
I didn't know that we're having gay sex.
Yeah, we are. I might tell the story on there, too. It'll double down.
Recycle the content.
You've got to hear first.
Make sure that we post first.
Well, how many sex stories am I supposed to fucking have? Well,
I don't have any because nobody wants to date or fuck me.
Okay, so I was having sex with my beautiful partner the other day. And while we were having sex, we've been together for so long that like nothing is really new, and I don't mean that like it's like stale, but like if there was a new request all of a sudden, yeah, it would kind of like feel out of left field, yes, right? Like because most things have been like tried and tested or like you know, spiced up every now and again, but like a mid-sex very new request seems like odd.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're having sex and out of nowhere she's like, can you push down on my ribs?
Yeah.
And I was like, huh, that's interesting because, you know, we've been down to choke town.
Yeah.
Now and again, who hasn't? Again, a very vanilla thing, I would say.
The most vanilla, yeah.
It's like if ginger root is 100 out of...
I don't, ginger 100. Root is not 100.
Well, okay. Well, I'm be reasonable here. Okay. I've been scarred.
Reasonably,
last
ginger
weeks.
Is like 50.
I don't even know after what I've seen.
This
I think it's like
Michael
12.
Scott.
I think it's like fucking 12, honestly, at this point. So yeah, she was like pushed down on my ribs and I was like, that's out of nowhere. Okay. And I'm also thinking to myself like, okay, this must be some sort of like breath thing or like maybe it's like has some,
it's also
correlates
funny,
you know,
some parts of the body you can understand like a feeling of being pushed or something, but a rib,
I was like, interesting. Okay, so I'm like thinking maybe it's like, I don't know, I couldn't figure out what it was. So I was like, okay, like I start pushing on the ribs because I'm a yes man.
Yeah,
so like I said, you want to,
girl,
I'm a ribs girl.
Yeah,
you want to, you want to pee a little rib. I'll probably say yes, I'll give it a go, why not? Sure.
Just a little.
So, yeah, just a little. Well, you know, you just got to test it out at first. I don't want like a full fucking waterfall the first go.
So true.
So I start pressing on the ribs.
Yeah.
She's like, press harder. And I'm like, okay. Like,
so you're into it.
You're really into it. But like, I'm still in my mind as I'm doing this, I'm into it. But I have the secondary part of my brain thinking, why is she into this? Yes. Like, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like, is it like I'm pushing down on you, you feel like stuck? I'm like, is it like a breath restriction thing?
Yeah.
Is it like, okay, this is going to be a little too much, but like, if you've ever been inside someone, sometimes people like if you press down on their like stomach, because then you can like feel it more from both sides. But this was like higher up on the ribs. So I'm like, I'm a little confused. I'm trying to figure it out, but whatever, I'm going with it. She keeps saying harder, press harder. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, I'm going to break your fucking ribs. Like, I'm pushing with all my fucking might and I'm trying to do other stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, at this point I'm Cirque du Soleil-ing trying to like give enough oomph to the ribs. Yeah. Give enough oomph to the ribs, but also give enough oomph other places. And I'm a little confused, but I'm going with it. Anyways, the sex completes. And I'm like,
happily for everyone involved.
Everyone involved is ecstatic about the experience. Absolutely. 10 out of 10 reviews. Yeah. 5 stars all around. And, the post-sex, you know, cuddling begins and, you know, we're having a little chat. And I go, I have to ask, well, this is a new thing, the rib thing. I'm confused. What was that doing for you? And my partner said, oh, no. Remember my rib injury? Because she had like a broken rib like 6 months prior. She's like, while we were having sex, my rib was popping out. So I couldn't concentrate on the sex part of it because I was thinking about how my rib was dislocating.
It's so
gross. I was trying to make sure that my ribs stayed in place. So I'm thinking I'm doing something sexy. Really, I'm just holding
her
ribs together. So that she can focus
on
the sex.
My thought and question, which I said, why couldn't she hold her own fucking rib?
You know what? That's well, when you've dated a pillow princess, you will understand why. Like, I think truly she just didn't want to have to do any work. And I'm there for that. That's fine. That's fine like by
things
me.
Things are happening in the lower quarter. You can do, you know, one of these. That's totally fine.
I think that she likes the experience of just, you know.
She wanted full service.
Sit back and relax.
She wanted full service. And you I gave it to her. You gave her sex and an ER adjustment.
Pop that rib right back in. So now I'm confused because I said to her, I was like, the next time that we have sex like this in this like yeah. position or whatever, am I going to have to like wrap you before with like sports bandages to like keep the rib
she
in
really
place?
Got it. She has two of these. She needs to do her own ribbage.
Yeah, you'd think that she'd figure her own ribs out, but I'm over here fucking doing all the work.
Sometimes you got to say that is actually not my
a
issue
single mom that point. Works two jobs. I tell yeah. you, like, I'm fucking doing everything over here.
You gotta let her know that you would like to put 100% of your attention on one area,
less into the ribs.
Yeah.
And here I was thinking I was being
she's
freaky.
Distracting you at work though.
That's so true,
you know.
Yeah, it's kind of rude.
You're hustling,
mm-hmm.
trying to do, you know, the best you can.
Yeah.
And she's giving you side quests.
Fucked up. Honestly, I thought I was like finally moving past Michael Scott. I'm like, I'm out here doing rib play.
Yeah.
I'm fucking going I'm crazy on the ribs.
Girlfriend's ribs right now.
So anyways, that's my reason. I would ask you if you had a recent sex story, but you don't. So.
No.
No. Oh.
I have one.
Do you tell it?
No, come I'm on. Not. I'll tell it next time. Maybe.
Will you?
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah. Okay, maybe a Patreon exclusive.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe. Seriously, don't fucking joke around about it. Five stars only. Follow, subscribe, post notifications on. New merch linked in our bio at I Can Explain Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. You can follow us personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. Blake is the cutest baby anyone's ever seen. And until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood.
Unless you're an ugly baby.